So what is the agenda for today? First, we are going to look a little bit about the multi-touch hardware, what is available and what are the different kind of multi-touch technologies. What are the scenarios that we can do with multi-touch? And based on these scenarios, we will see what Windows 7 gives us from the ground up. Then, I don't remember your name, but Sigrid, we'll talk about, I think it's human interface guidelines inside touch development. Then we are going to see further how we will emulate multi-touch, because not everybody has a multi-touch screen. So if you want to develop, there are some techniques that you can do to simulate really multi-touch. Then we go going further to WPF. So what is out of the box in WPF for doing a multi-touch? Then we're also going to see the Silverlight part of it. Then we're also going to see there is a set of Surface SDK controls. In this summer, the version 2.0 will be released. Now it's on 1.5. We'll see some controls, and these are really controls that are enabled for doing a multi-touch, because the native controls that are now in WPF are more dedicated for doing for mouse gestures, for mouse input, but these are really dedicated for touch input. And then a set of references that you can refer to go more deeply. So if there are questions, just ask. And just a little definition about Windows Multitouch is simply that it's defined of two or more independent traceable touch points. So if it is two, then we also call it like a dual touch. But if it is more, then we are talking about multi-touch. We see that it is really, it comes more and more in our daily life, as we've seen it in the mobile phones and things like that, and slate devices. So, and there is also more and more hardware coming that is multi-touch supported. So we will now going to see what kind of form factors there are, what of kind of multi-touch technologies, and we will see that there are some pros and cons about multi-touch hardware. So there are several form factors that are available now. You have it in a kind of all-in-one, like there is in the hall. You have the tablet version. You have clamshell, that's where you can close it and open it again. It's like the phone. It's also like a mobile phone that you can close it. That's called it a clamshell. And then there are three types of technologies for multi-touch. And these are optical, resistive, and capacitive. So we will go really roughly through these technologies so that you have an impression what is behind it. So a resistive touchscreen, what is this? It's simply, it contains two conductive layers, which in between it has an insulating layer or a gap. And simply when there is something that presses on the conductive layer, you will have here an electrical contact. So in that way, the screen can know when there is a contact on the screen. So that is simply resistive. So that simply these two conductive layers has some electrical contact, then the screen knows that there is some, something's happening. The good thing about that is that simply you can also use it as for the stylus, but also if you have gloves, it will also work, because it really is simply a matter of a contact. Then the other one, which is more popular, is the capacitive. So here it's taking the advantage of the electrical properties of the human skin. Yeah. So if you have a contact with the digitizer, it will have an electrostatic charge, and that way you can know when there is a contact on the digitizer. So it really takes the advantage of the electrical properties of the human skin. Yeah. So this means also if you have gloves that it will not work. So it really needs to be something electrostatic, so that there is an electrostatic charge. Yeah. So most of the mobile phones and things like that work that way. So like you see here are some examples of that. So capacitive, so like an iPhone, iTouch, most of the mobile phones you have here are capacitive. There are also some slate devices that are based on the capacitive technology. Yeah. Then the other way, the third way to do that is optical. And there are several techniques, but they are all based on the same pattern, in the sense of there is always a kind of infrared light that is shined against the diffuser, and there is always an infrared camera that detects some that does some image processing. So what really is happening, it really detects the reflects of your IR infrared light. So you see here, this shines some infrared light, and if you push some button, then it will reflect, and the camera will simply detect the changes in of the reflection of your infrared light. Yeah. So for example, the surface is the Microsoft Surface that is here is based on that principle. Yeah. So this kind of method is called a diffused illumination, and analog to that is the laser light plane. Instead of an infrared light, it's a laser light that is used. Yeah. So and the other one, so that's called it infrared overlay, so that's this one. That is, for example, used with this monitor or also other devices. So that is really that the infrared light is shined over the display. And this way he can know where your points of contacts are. So it's really through reflection and detecting motions. So here are some examples. So the surface is based on the infrared. And for example, next window and perceptive pixel, these are distributors of panels that are based on the optical way. So it's also important to know that most of the time, the capacitive screens are mostly limited to 2 to 5 touches simultaneously. Yeah? For example, infrared there, you can go to 10 to 50 or even more touches. So dependent on your requirements, it can be a decision to know which hardware you need to take. So there are some scenarios there are a lot of scenarios that you can do for multi-touch. So for example, navigating, consuming the web, viewing photos, casual games. So these are all scenarios that can enable you for doing multi-touch applications. And we will see in Windows 7, so based on these scenarios, that they invested some in the application so that it enables more multi-touch. Yeah. For example, in the Windows Internet Explorer, so I will show that immediately, there are some gestures built in now. Venus Media Center, and also the XPS viewer has also been updated or specialized for multi-touch. Yeah. And then you have also the touch pack for Windows 7. I will show that also. That's really a separate download that you, so that, and it gives you really some experience, some to give you some idea what you can do with multi-touch applications. So I will show, for example, in Internet Explorer. I need to show it here, of course. So here we have a page. So here we can do simply panning. If you click, for example, on a link, we have the standard the flicks that you can do back or forward. You see. What is also interesting is, for example, if there are a lot of links, then it can be hard to really point to the link that you want. But there is a gesture that with your two fingers that you give a surrounding where you want to zoom in. So if I simply go in here, so in the, I will show it with the mouse pointer then here. So if I do this, you will see I will zoom in really where I have put my two fingers. So if I zoom in here, so if I do it again with the two fingers, it's again in normal mode. Of course, I can do it also with the gesture of zooming in and zooming out with the pinch. So I can do it like that way. But the other one is really to have it more quickly, so that so I can quickly click and go further. Also, there were some investments in Windows 7 in the sense of if we click here on the start menu, it really detects when you do it by touch or by mouse, and dependent on that it will put the divider here will be bigger, so that it will be more feasible for touching with your finger. Yeah. Also, that's in the Internet Explorer, that's also the way. So if you click in here, normally the space would also be more bigger so that it's more feasible for multi-touch. Yeah. So it really, some applications really adapt to some, whether you use it as a multi-touch or through mouse. Also, for example, the XPS viewer. So if I open a document, for example. So here also you have also all the gestures that you need, but here it is also optimized for zooming in and zooming out. For example, if you don't do anything in an application, you zoom in, here I can really spot to an on a document and really zoom in where I want it to be. So if I zoom in here, then it will really zoom in that place and not for the whole document. So this is really something that you need to provide. So if I zoom in here, then it's really on that place. If I zoom it on the abstracts, then it's on that place. And even further, I can zoom out so that I have multiple pages so that I can quickly see, well, I need that page, for example, and I can simply click in here. So this is also an example of that is some optimizations for touch devices. That's also important. So if you have a touch device, Then one of the important things is the pen and touch settings. That's in here. So if I would disable this one, then my monitor won't do anything. Yeah. So I really need to enable this. So use your finger as an input device. And for you, you have already some built-in gestures. Yeah. So in Windows 7, there are some default gestures. So it's more, we will see that further, but that most of the time, mouse events, touch events will be promoted to mouse events. And that way you have some way that you can still old applications or applications that are not optimized for multi-touch, that you still can use them as on a multi-touch device. Yeah. for example, here, the Flix, this is also something standard. And here you can really customize how you want your Flix. You can even go further, customize, and go in here and denote what action need to be done when you are doing your Flix inside your application. Yeah. This is an example of the Windows 7 touchpad that you can download. So I will show that a little bit. Maybe I will show where you can download it. So if you simply type in Windows touchpad, here download details. So it's a free download. Be aware that you can only download it if you have an enabled, a multi-touch enabled device, because I tried to install it simply on my computer, but then it was complaining about that I don't have a multi-touch screen, so I needed to connect my multi-touch monitor, but then it works. Yeah. So if you look here, so these are really a set of applications that are optimized for multi-touch. Where is it here? Here. So for example, I will show the Microsoft Surface Globe. So in here, you will see that it enables multiple gestures, so you can pan, so that you can rotate. You can also zoom in with the pinch gesture. So if you can zoom in, and you can also with one finger hold, pin your one finger and rotate with the other finger. That's also possible. And you can, of course, also rotate like that, with your two fingers. So you can do it like that. So this is really an application that is optimized for a multi-touch. Then there is another example. This is a classic Hello World multi-touch application, in the sense of you can drag your pictures, and then you can really also resize your photos. You can I think so. You can disable it, like the same as, for example, if you have an input box, there is also always the text, like the keyboard stuff. That's also something you can disable. Maybe it's something that you know by heart. If you can disable the mouse. But I know for the keyboard that you can disable it. So here you can also drag and drop. And normally it has also so inertia. Yeah? So in the sense of if I let go my finger, then it goes with the same velocity with friction, so that it gives some good user experience. So like in real life. Yeah. So this is also an example of multi-touch application. This one. We'll try again. Okay. So here that's also an application that if you go with your finger, that you see the water is troubling. How do you say that? You know what I mean. But we will see in the samples, for doing that you will need the raw touch APIs, so that you really can detect the number of fingers that you are putting on the screen, and dependent on that you really have the X and Y coordinates. Yeah? So you will see here also that's a screen with infrared, like we have seen. But you will see that it only detects two fingers. If I put a third one, it doesn't do anything. You see? So it only detects two fingers, this screen. Yeah. So that's also something you have to take in mind if you develop applications and you make some gestures that maybe take three fingers. Be aware that not all hardware devices detect more than two fingers. Yeah. I think that's a nice one. I think that's a game. But probably you've already seen it on the surface. But the problem is, because I have a screen that is only detects two fingers, here I think you need it four. So for example here, I need to take the ball and, okay, and then, wait, I will, does somebody know how that's working? I think so. And then the other guy is also playing with the other two balls. Yeah. So, but you see already here you must have a device that has more than four fingers. Yeah. So this is really something that you can download and play with it. Yeah. So inside, if you go to MSDN, you will see that there are some three development tiers. Yeah, there is the good, the better, and the best. Yeah? The good, what is it? These are really applications that are totally touch and are rare in the sense of they are really not optimized for touch enabled applications. Yeah. So what is happening there is simply that touch events are translated to mouse events. Yeah. So these are really not. So it's really not a good experience in the sense of if you have little buttons, it will stay little buttons and things like that. So it's really, And what is also important is because that mouse promotion, let's call it like that, it only detects single touch because of that promotion of touch events to mouse events. Yeah. We will see it later that there is always for a mouse, if you have that mouse promotion, that there is also the sense of a primary touch point. Yeah. The primary touch point is always the first finger that has the contact with the screen. Yeah. So I put something on the screen, my first finger, then I put the second one. If I release this one won't do anything because this was my primary touch point. Yeah. So it becomes again a primary touch point if you release all your fingers and again put a finger on it. So that's really not a good experience, but that's the default model in if you are in the good development tier. Then you have the better. What does it mean that it really detects that it contains the Windows 7 gestures like pan, zoom, rotate, and things like that, so that it really has already some better experience for multi-touch. And there are already some modifications to the UI in the sense of that the controls or the widgets are already larger or more UI friendly for multi-touch. Yeah. So for example, the Internet Explorer and things like that, these are more in the better bucket. Yeah. All the other native applications like Notepad or Calculator, these are simply good. And then we have the best. And these are really, like we have seen in the Windows 7 touchpack and these demos, these are in the best bucket. So here we are really going to take into account the road touch manipulations, the manipulation, the inertia. So these are really optimized. So these are really the three levels of multi-touch applications. So we have gestures like the two finger tap, press and tap. So we will see that later. And a gesture is what is really important is that a gesture must always be consistent in the way how they work. Yeah. If I scroll down, if I scroll down or something else, it must be consistent. Yeah. Because it's also something from daily life, a gesture. So it must also be something intuitive. Yeah. If you expect that something, if you do like this, that it goes that way or that it scrolls horizontally, then you also need to implement it like that. In a sense, you could always do it the other way around, but I don't think that's a good idea. So therefore, I think there are some guidelines so that it is conform and uniform with also the Windows 7 applications that are applicable now. Yeah. So these are a little bit the gestures. So double click. So how is that? Double click is simply double tap. Yeah. Panning with inertia is simply dragging with your fingers. Selection drag, present tap. So if you want to do a right mouse click, how do you do that? I will show it here. Yeah. So you put your finger, you hold it, and then you simply click with your second finger one time. So if I do it in here, you see, I get a right mouse click. You can do it also by a long tap, tap and hold, and then you also get your right mouse click. Zoom and rotate, like we have seen with the globe and with the pictures. So it's really the same like on your phone, that it has the same gestures. And like you said, the press and hold is also for the right click. So there you can really choose what you want for the right click. So that's rather important here in the sense of now in Windows 7 we have native multi-touch APIs, yeah, that you can take into account in your native Windows 32 applications. There you have all the functionality, but of course we want to work in .NET. So here we have in WPF 4.0, because that's really new since 4.0. In 3.5, this was still part of the Surface SDK, the manipulation APIs and things like that. So now it's part of WPF 4.0. So I would really suggest if you do some multi-touch applications that you start with WPF 4.0. If you do it in 3.5, then you will still need a .NET interop library to get all the events of your multi-touch. Yeah. And on top of that, we will see that later, that there are some Surface SDK controls that are really enabled for multi-touch. What's also new before .NET 4.0, that it only works on Windows Vista, but now it also works on Windows 7. So if you create now applications on Windows WPF 4.0 with the SDK controls, it can, you write it once, but it can be deployed on several hardware. So it can be used on Microsoft Surface, on your laptop, on your desktop, and so on. And before it was not the case. You needed Windows Vista. So we will see that in .NET 4, in WPF, that gestures will be available through the manipulation API. So you have really two kind of APIs that you have in WPF. There's the raw touch and the manipulation API. Yeah. The inertia is a little bit part of the manipulation API. But we will see in Silverlight, are there any people that are creating an application, multi-touch application in Silverlight? No worries, there are also solutions for that. But native out of the box, there you only have raw touch APIs. So that really means that you only get XY coordinates. Yeah? But there are solutions or libraries that you can use for Silverlight. And like you see, before .NET 4, you had to use an interop library. Yeah? But it was not native out of the box.